This is Christian Bohr with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Joining the Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business. Chamber Bureau members enjoy a wide array of benefits, including instant credibility, weekly newsletters with relevant information, educational seminars, webinars, and much more. Information on joining is online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Hi, this is Catherine Simos, Vice President and Branch Manager at Grand Valley Bank, Frontier Branch, and Park City, a proud supporter of KPCW. Our team can help you with all of your banking needs, from checking and savings accounts to business lending. We have Heber Valley Bank in Midway and Heber, and Grand Valley Bank, Frontier Branch, and Park City. GrandValleyBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome to the Sundance Reel. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Today, my co-host, Linda Jager. Thanks for joining us, Linda.
Morning, Leslie. Happy Sundance.
Yeah. Now, you've been out of town. We had talked to you last week. You were with your team, U.S. Biathlon team, kind of cruising New York, but back now for the rest of the festival. Huh?
I am back, yes. Unfortunately, had to miss the opening weekend for some media opportunities in New York, but I'm back, and I have a few documentaries under my belt, and that's usually where I gravitate towards in each festival. This is my 14th year going to Sundance. So I started out with To Be Takei, about George Takei the other day, which was great. I love it. And do you follow him online?
Yeah, I see his photos now and then, yeah.
So it was really fun to kind of get behind the scenes. And he's just multidimensional. I mean, just so many great things and such a great advocate, and was really fascinating to learn more about him.
And a delightful person.
Yeah.
Just listening to the couple of clips that Rick had edited from his Q&A, mm-hmm. He just sounds like a fun guy. Now, was he at the screening that you
He was not at the screening. I was hoping he would be. It was a morning screening, so he was not there. But still, it was great to be part of it and see it. And the audience reaction, a lot of laughs, and everyone was really positive. So I think it'll do well.
All right. And what else have you been able to see then?
Yesterday, I saw Whitey Bulger's the documentary about Whitey Bulger in Boston, and I think it's the United States versus Whitey, and it was good. It was long. It was a little long, and I think the challenge with that movie was they didn't have cameras in the courtroom, so a lot of the activity they were talking about in dialogue in the courtroom was done through voiceover and courtroom sketches. So in this day and age where we're used to seeing that happen live, I think that was a little bit of an adjustment for the film, but it was interesting. I grew up in that area, and it was interesting to hear about what was going on and some of the corruption theories and so forth. So it was interesting.
Yeah. So this is Joe Berlinger's latest. Did you walk away thinking that the government was complicit in all of this?
It didn't bode well for them. It was. It definitely raised some suspicions there. And it is a CNN film, so I'm sure it's something that we'll see coming out on CNN as well. They've been doing quite a few documentaries lately, so definitely interesting. And if you like crime stories, you'll really enjoy this. It's riveting in that way.
Yeah. Well, the one that I really liked yesterday, and we had talked with them earlier in the week, was The Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Oh, tell me about it.
It was not that I'm a huge baseball fan or anything, but I like fun people. And Bing Russell sounded like he was a really fun person.
Uh-huh.
So it was about him starting this independent minor league baseball team, mm-hmm. in Portland, where they had left because they just didn't have the crowd showing up to the games. And he put together just a scruffy bunch of baseball players who did really, really well. So well that they threatened the National Baseball Association that 5 years after five seasons, they were paid off to leave. But in the meantime, they had a ton of fun. Kurt Russell actually mm-hmm. playing for the team a little
Great.
Bit. They had so many sweeps of games that they literally had Jagarza that came out with a broom and would like light it on fire after he would sweep off, so it was just a bunch of fun. He had record crowds at the stadium.
I was going to ask. I'm sure that was very well received there.
And then rules changed after that. I mean, basically you have to participate in that league, you have to be affiliated now with a major league team. And mm-hmm. at that point he wasn't, so anything went. Mm-hmm. And like I say, Bing Russell, everybody that talked about him talked so wonderfully about him. And I just thought, he must have been just a great, great person. So
that sounds like a fun one.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
What else have you seen that you love?
Well, Ken Tran and I were talking earlier about the film God Help the Girl, which
yeah,
was
that's
an
on my
interesting
list.
One. Mm-hmm. With and he explained it to me, thank goodness, for people who know what they're talking about. Just that the soundtrack had come out a few years ago, and the filmmaker actually wanted to write it around this soundtrack. And I thought he did a great job mm-hmm. with it. Another great documentary, and I just... because I liked the way that it was put together, was The Case Against Eight. And again, mm-hmm. they couldn't go into the courtroom, mm-hmm. but they showed kind of the transcripts, and they actually had the people reading the transcript.
That's a good effect.
So just the way that it followed, you know, we've often heard from the folks at Sundance that the documentaries, you know, they're either issue-oriented or character-oriented. Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to for me. If you like the character in them, you like the film mm-hmm. because they're interesting. And in this case, there were some great characters to watch. So.
Did you learn anything new about the whole Prop 8 situation
well, yeah,
from the film?
Especially after talking with the filmmakers mm-hmm. yesterday, just about how it may be that we have to do this in every state. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, again, Utah now in the appeals process and eventually maybe making it to the Supreme Court like we saw with Prop 8, you know, in California. So as, you know, there as amendments and constitutional changes are found unconstitutional in the states that have banned same-sex marriage, I mean, it may just be a never-ending process here. So.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah. How about Whiplash? Have you seen that yet?
No, but I hope to today. So.
Okay, my daughter loved it, so I'm anxious to hear how you like it.
All right, well, let's bring on our first guest.
Great.
We'll be back right after this.